This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Saturday, February 2nd. God's word to you today is, not as humans. Our scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians 6, verse 7, and it says, "We use the weapons of righteousness in the right hand for attack, and the left hand for defense." Over the past few weeks, we spent a lot of time laying a foundation and establishing the building blocks to fight and gain victory. Over the next few days, we'll be looking at the weapons of our warfare. What punches actually help us to secure victory in close combat fighting? 2 Corinthians 10 verses 3 and 4 says, "We are human, but we don't wage war as humans do. We use God's mighty weapons, not worldly weapons." The challenge people have most of the time is that we are human, and we want to fight as humans. You are faced with a challenging situation, either from the enemy or just unfavorable conditions because we are human. We want to respond with human antics, with human weaponry. But God is saying, even though we are human, we are not to fight with human weapons. We have spiritual weapons, spiritual armory that we can deploy, and God wants to teach us how to use them. In combat, there are different types of punches available in a fight. In boxing, for instance, there are four main types of punches. And these punches vary depending on the combat sport. There is the straight punch, the jab, the hook, the sucker punch, and the uppercut. It takes a combination of these types of punches to deliver a knockout. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 7 says, "We use the weapons of righteousness in the right hand for attack and the left hand for defense." God is saying, we actually throw punches, spiritual punches of righteousness. Beginning from today, we'll be looking at the punches available to us and how to deploy them. It is important to mention that because these punches are spiritual in nature, sometimes they don't make sense to the natural mind. In fact, the punches look ridiculous sometimes, and that is why they are so effective. They can easily be disdained. The first punch is the punch of obedience, and the second is the punch of gratitude. Please read Luke 17 verses 11 to 16. Scriptures say, they shouted at Jesus from a distance. They were not allowed into the community of people because they were leprous. It is so instructive that when they saw Jesus and they saw the solution to their physical state, they were not shy. They shouted. It is strange to have leprous people that are posing. People that should be crying to God for help, but they are posing. What exactly is the basis for their self-importance? But with these people, Jesus was nearby, and there was only one thing to do, and that is to shout for help. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, teach me to approach spiritual warfare with spiritual intelligence. Grant me consistent victory and glorify yourself. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.